From the newsroom of the Oklahoman, I'm Ben Felder. This is Oklahoman Unfolded. The newly renovated Oklahoma City Temple of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints will be open to the public for a free open house this week, offering a rare look inside this temple that was closed in 2017 for an extensive renovation. Today is Wednesday, April 24th. Carla Hinton covers religion for The Oklahoman, and today wrote about this temple in Northwest Oklahoma City. And Carla, so you visited the temple, and first off, tell us, what is this place that's kind of tucked in this subdivision and kind of the Surry Hills neighborhood of Oklahoma City?
Okay. It is the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Oklahoma City Temple. They consider it to be a representation of God's holy place, which many houses of worship are, you know, all across our community. For the Latter-day Saints, this particular temple, though, has special meaning because it is created for them so that they can go there and be closer to God. They study, reflect on God and his purpose for their life.
Yeah. And a lot of churches of different denominations, you know, maybe very inviting and you can walk in. But that's not the case necessarily here. It's kind of a big deal that the public is getting a chance to go in this week, because that won't be the case after this week, right?
That's right. That's right. They're having public tours that start Wednesday today through May 1st, and they already have 22,000 people who have signed up to do so.
Wow.
So now they're not taking reservations, but they're telling people that if they want to come, you know, just to come by. And we, of course, will have the hours that they'll be open. It'll be Monday through Saturday. They are hoping that anyone who is curious about the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and the temple in particular would come by.
Yeah. And why will it be closed after this?
I mean, well, it's meant only for Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints members who have been recommended to go into the temple. So members of the public necessarily wouldn't be the people that would be coming in, because they're not members of the church. They can go to the outer courts, which there's a very nice courtyard with benches and flowers. There's a huge fountain there. The public is able to go to that anytime, basically 24 hours, I think. But going inside, you need to be a member of the Latter-day Saints.
Yeah. So it's in Northwest Oklahoma City. And I remember the first time that I stumbled across it. You know, it's just off Northwest Expressway. You're kind of headed northwest towards like Okarchee and Piedmont. In the Surry Hills subdivision, there's a golf course. And it's this really stunning building. It's a very beautiful building. So you had a chance to go there. What are some of the unique features of this temple?
Well, it's very elaborate. I will tell you, it's very elaborate. They're Italian. There's all kinds
marble
of different things. Yes, Italian marble, just very elaborate. The cushions, the furnishings, everything is just been painstakingly worked on and approved by different members of the LDS presidency and the people who take these things very seriously. One of the things that we got to see, members of the media, when we took a media tour, was the baptistry. And this is where it's a very special place. This is where they have a baptistry where people go in and they are baptized by proxy for someone in their family who has died. And what they believe is that they will have a family member be baptized by proxy for this ancestor, and then the ancestor can agree to accept or not, you know, wherever they are after death.
Yeah. And so this is a place then that members of the faith community will kind of flock to for a variety of reasons, including that baptism ceremony.
Yes, yes, it's very special. And here's the thing. Since it's been closed since 2017, they have had to go other places. Now, this temple has not only served Oklahoma Latter-day Saints, but also Latter-day Saints from Kansas, Arkansas, and Missouri. They have been having to go as far as Texas. That's the next closest temple as far as miles. And so they're just thrilled that they'll have their temple open again. It's run by thousands of volunteers. There's no one who gets paid to run it. They do have an administration, but that maybe just a couple of people. But for the most part, it's run by volunteers who just serve, you know, out of the goodness of their heart. And because it's an honor to be able to serve at the temple.
Yeah. Well, this week, kind of an opportunity for a rare look inside the temple for many people. Now, you got a chance to go in there, and then your story includes lots of photos. So kind of a glimpse inside this, which architecturally is kind of a great prominent building in Northwest Oklahoma City.
It is. I think people will be stunned.
Yeah. Well, Carla, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Also making news in The Oklahoman. The cap on monetary awards given to injured people is unconstitutional. That's according to Oklahoma's High Court, which ruled on Tuesday. The state Supreme Court ruled that the law, which reduced a jury award from $6 million to $350,000 for a crane accident that required amputations on an oil field worker's arm, is unconstitutional. Also, a large crowd is expected at the state capitol today for a rally in support of Medicaid expansion. Lawmakers are currently discussing a version of expansion, and a petition has been filed in an effort to allow Oklahomans to vote on the issue in 2020. That does it for today's episode. I'm Ben Felder. See you tomorrow.